With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The search goes on for a man suspected of shooting two Minnesota lawmakers. Police identified the alleged gunman as 57-year-old Vance Bolter. Shot and killed were former State House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband. State lawmaker Senator John Hoffman and his wife were shot multiple times and are hospitalized. Minnesota Department of Public Safety Commissioner Bob Jacobson says they have concerns over the suspect wanted for killing a Democratic lawmaker and his spouse.
The reference materials that were inside of the vehicle that we saw, we have no understanding that any of the No Kings events would be targeted, but we also find it of interest to the public that these would be in there, and we want to alert everybody until we do that. Because this is such an active investigation with information not knowing right now, we feel it's an obligation to all of you and the public across the state of Minnesota.
Public expert Matthew Conadetti says Israel was absolutely justified to attack Iran's nuclear sites.
Israel had ample reason to launch this strike. And it's a blow for world peace that Israel is launching. Iran is the greatest sponsor of terror in the world. Its proxies were behind the October 7th attack. Iran and its proxies have kidnapped and murdered Americans since the Islamic Revolution in 1979.
Yesterday marked the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Army and the annual celebration of Flag Day. The nation's capital was the site of a military parade. Speaking with Salem Radio, military affairs analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says we need to honor all of our military.
Just like we're seeing what the Israelis are doing now to prevent a nuclear catastrophe in the not-so-distant future, we've got to remember that if we don't guard our borders, if we don't guard our interests abroad and at home, that we won't continue to be a free people.
This is SRN News. Some Presbyterian Church USA pastors are concerned. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
The leadership of the Presbyterian Church USA has passed a new measure that will require seminary students to toe the line on the denomination's approval of same-sex marriage and homosexual ordination. Up to now, conservative clergymen have had some leeway to act in accordance with their personal beliefs, especially when it comes to actually officiating a gay wedding. Those conservatives are now worried the new rule is the beginning of a purge in the PCUSA. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A contractor digging in northern Syria this month has stumbled upon further proof of the vibrant Christian community that once inhabited the country. The construction teams unearthed the remains of a tomb complex believed to be more than 1,500 years old. There are two burial chambers, each containing six tombs, the sign of the cross etched upon the top of one column. Some experts call Syria a cradle of early Christianity. This is SRN News. A leading economist says the Congressional Budget Office believes the president's tax bill will increase the deficit because the CBO has a long history of misunderstanding that actions have predictable consequences.
It's like, you know, if you go to a doctor and he hits your knee with that little rubber thing, your leg is going to bounce out. So for every action, there's a reaction. They don't take into account the economy grows faster when we have lower tax rates. This happened every time.
Stephen Moore is an economist with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity and says, despite intra-party debates, Republicans will manage to pass the big, beautiful bill this summer, if not by the 4th of July, then certainly by the August recess.
And then what I've been advising the Speaker, who I think is doing an amazing job, and the Senate leaders, okay, pass this bill now, and then later in the year, pass another bill that has all these spending reductions that we all agree on.
Moore was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.